coverage of the 96th Annual Mudecas Tournament. Our presenting sponsors for this broadcast are Wary Brothers Mortuaries, serving families all throughout southeast Nebraska, and Community Insurance Group, with offices in Tecumseh, Pawnee City, and Sterling. Say thanks to Wary Brothers Mortuaries and Community Insurance Group, our presenting sponsors for our coverage of the Mudecas Tournament. I'm Randy Gatula, along with Dalton Knippelmeyer. And Dalton, we've got some more scoring updates. Let's just, I'm going to run down all the scoring of the games that have been played this afternoon and this evening. First of all, over across the street at Beatrice Middle School in the consolation bracket, a game completed a few minutes ago. It was Tri-County defeating HTRS. The final there was Tri-County 38 and HTRS 32. Also across the street earlier this afternoon, Southern defeated Parkview Christian by a final score of 50-5. And it was Sterling over Lewiston, 40-28. Those are all in girls' consolation brackets over across the street. And the games played earlier this afternoon and this evening here at the Beatrice City Auditorium in the Class B Division third place game. Third place went to Meridian, and they defeated BDS 48-29. The A Division third place consolation, Diller Odell took the win over Freeman. The final there was Diller Odell 52, Freeman 34. And in the girls' B Division championship, the game you heard just a few moments ago here on Sunny, it was Palmyra over Pawnee City, 50-30, the final in the B Division championship. Up next, the Johnson Brock girls and the Sacred Heart girls playing in the A Division championship. And Dalton, some interesting notes that my friend John Nixon passed along to me here to share. We want to talk about a Sacred Heart win tonight would give them four straight Class A Division titles. And this will be the second time they've done that. Overall, since the year 2000, the Sacred Heart Wish girls have won 13 Class A championships in the Class A Division here at Mudecas. Here's an interesting one. Johnson Brock has not won a Class A Division title ever in the history of the tournament.
Yeah, I believe it, but it's a little surprising to me since they won a few titles back in the day, like state titles back in the day, but I don't know what it was like back then. You might have been here, but yeah. I sure wasn't.
Well, they won two B Division titles in 1999 and in 2001 here at Mudecas. What I remember most about Johnson Brock basketball is when they reintroduced girls basketball to the state of Nebraska. To be honest with you, Dalton, it was scary. The girls had not played junior high ball. We still had the jump ball at that time, and it was very difficult to get a game in because of all the turnovers. They didn't know how to dribble, and it only took Johnson Brock, if memory serves me correctly, about 3 or 4 years, and they were winning a state championship. So it just was a matter of getting the girls on the court and teaching them the game, and away we went. All right, both of these teams are 12-1 on the season. The only loss Johnson Brock has was their season opener to Lincoln Christian. Since then, they have rolled off 12 straight wins. Sacred Heart, likewise, 12-1 on the year. Their only loss was to Tri-County back in the month of December. So a couple of teams that are used to winning, and this is the way the Mudecas tournament should be. A couple of the best teams in this corner of the state going head-to-head here, the number one and the number two seeds. Let's take a look at the starting lineups here for the ballgame.
For the visiting Sacred Heart Irish, their visitors on the scoreboard. Avery Santo, 5'5 junior, will get the start. Dorothy Krause, 5'6 sophomore. 5'6 junior, Daisy Wood. 5'9 senior, Gentry Lechtenberg. She's the only senior on the team. And 5'9 sophomore, Hallie Jones. And for the Johnson Brock Eagles, a senior, Brooklyn Behrens, gets a start, sophomore, Daly Pelican, senior, Brooklyn Buckmeyer, senior, Chloe Weiss, and senior, Taryn Ottoman.
So a senior-laden lineup here for Johnson Brock, four seniors in the starting lineup. Sacred Heart not only has one senior starting, they only have one senior on the entire team. So that bodes well for the future for the Irish girls. We'll see how the younger girls match up tonight here, though, as they go against Johnson Brock. From what I have seen, sometimes when you put a 14-year-old girl on the floor against an 18-year-old young woman, it does not work out well.
Yeah.
There's can be a huge difference in the development athletically between age 14 and age 18 with the younger girls going here. A few stats to share with you. The Sacred Heart Irish girls are led in scoring by Gentry Lechtenberg. Gentry averages 15 points per ball game and 8 rebounds. Also averaging in double figures, Daisy Witt. She gets 12.4 points per game, and right behind Avery Settle, the point guard, with 9 points per contest. I did their game at Bruning Davenport Chicley about 10 days ago. Avery averaging 9 points per ball game. She went off for 23 that night.
Jeez.
Things started dropping. For Johnson Brock, they're led in scoring by the big girl inside, Taryn Ottoman. Taryn Ottoman averages 21.1 points per game on the season. She also pulls down 8.2 rebounds. After that, Brooklyn Barons, 9.6 points. Chloe Weiss, 9.2. Daly Pelican with 8. So what you've got there is the next three or four players pretty evenly balanced in scoring, and that's led to a lot of Johnson Brock success.
Yep.
You never know who's going to jump up and bite you here on the scoring end of it. All right, we're getting the introduction of starting lineups completed here over the public address system. We're going to be ready to go shortly while we wait for them to introduce the Johnson Brock girls. It gives us a chance to remind you that we will have continuing coverage of this 96th annual Mudecas tournament tomorrow. We'll be over on our sister station, KTNC. The games we have on tap for you tomorrow, beginning at 4:15 tomorrow afternoon, it'll be Johnson County Central playing Exeter Milligan Friend for the A Division third place consolation game. Then we'll have the B Division championship, and that's going to be a neighborhood shootout. Sacred Heart and HTRS will pair up for that one. An interesting side note on that one: the HTRS head coach Jamie Stice played all through high school for Doug Goltz.
Yep.
Doug Goltz is also his uncle. So you've got an uncle and a nephew playing, a former coach and player playing in that championship. In the A Division championship, the Johnson Brock Eagles undefeated 12-0, taking on the Freeman Falcons undefeated 12-0. That is scheduled for 7:30 tomorrow night. We'll have all of those games over on KTNC. Right now, though, the A Division championship ready to get underway. Taryn Ottoman steps in to jump it up against Gentry Lechtenberg. And here's the tip. Controlled by Johnson Brock. Buckmeyer with the basketball gives it up to Chloe Weiss, and Weiss will bring it across the timeline. To the left elbow, Brooklyn Barons. Barons in the paint, all the way in, driving, went for the layup, and she is stripped of the basketball and fouled. We'll have a foul called on the Irish.
That foul is on Hallie Jones, her first personal foul and first team foul on the Irish.
So Hallie Jones with a foul only 10 seconds into the ballgame. At the free throw line, Brooklyn Barons shooting two shots. The first one is up. It's off the rim. Doesn't go. She'll get a second attempt. Both of these teams 12-1. Just think about that. They have played 26 basketball games and only lost two between them. Not bad. Second shot is up and good for Brooklyn Barons. She's one out of two, and Johnson Brock takes the early lead 1-0. Full court pressure from the Eagles. In backcourt, Avery Sando. Sando gives it back to Daisy Witt. Down court, Gentry Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg goes around Buckmeyer into forecourt, piece to the left side. Sando, top of the key. Daisy Witt, they called her for traveling. A little hop, skip, jump there at the top of the key, and it's a travel and a turnover. I hope we don't see the turnovers
I hope we did in the first game today. Watching the last game was kind of a struggle, I'm not going to lie.
Here come the Eagles with their possession of the ball into forecourt. Chloe Weiss on the dribble. Weiss at the top of the circle between the rings, left side, Brooklyn Barons. Barons at the free throw line, across court pass, Daly Pelican with the ball. Pelican gets a pick set there by Ottoman, has the ball dribbled away. Sando reaches in on it, and a jump ball is called. Possession arrow will be with Sacred Heart. You know, this is an interesting position this announcer finds himself in. I have so many friends and so many allegiances at both of these schools, both Sacred Heart. I lived in Fall City for 30 years.
Yeah.
The Sacred Heart kids, I watched the Johnson Brock kids grow up. They're all friends, and to see them go head-to-head, it's kind of an announcer's dream here for me to be at the Mudecas Championships. Sacred Heart with the basketball. To the near side is Daisy Witt. Goes inside to Gentry Lechtenberg. Avery Sando for three from the corner. Off the rim, no good. And the rebound comes down to Jones. Jones gives it to Lechtenberg. A whistle and a foul on the baseline. Whistle and a foul is going to go on Johnson Brock.
A foul is on Brooklyn Barons. Her first personal foul, first team foul on the Eagles.
I guess if there is an advantage to this, Dalton, I don't need a program.
That is true. You know,
if we watched all these kids grow up, we could take the numbers off the jerseys and I'd be just fine.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a problem. Mecklenburg with the ball comes up to Dacey Witt with the pass. Dacey Witt works the dribble, gets a pick set by Jones, goes to the left side of the lane. All the way in, now kicks it back up to Dorothy Krause. Krause comes to the right side. Barron's there with her, now feeds up to Sandel. Avery Sandel. Daly Pelican gives chase. Sandel gets tripped, falls to the floor. A whistle and a foul is going to be called, probably Pelican, I think.
Foul is on Daly Pelican, her first personal foul, second team foul on the Eagles.
We played a minute and a half here in the E-Division Championship. 1 point on the board. Johnson Rock leads it 1-0, 6:35 to go first quarter. Inbound pass, Lechtenberg. Shot is in and out. Rebound, Jones. Jones comes up with it, goes up with a follow shot. She can't get it. Taryn Ottoman has the rebound.
Wow.
Jones reaches in, ties her up. Jump ball is called. Taryn Ottoman came down with the basketball. Jones got a hold of it, and on the help ball, the possession arrow goes to the Eagles. 6:26 to go. First quarter, still just 1-0. Johnson Brock on top here in the A division of the 2025 UDECUS basketball tournament. Chloe Weiss into forecourt. Feeds Daly Pelican right side of the lane. Back to Weiss in the corner. Weiss dribbled down the baseline right side. Contact underneath. And a turnover is going to give the ball.
Offensive foul here on Daly Pelican.
Oh, my. I didn't see that coming.
Second personal foul and 13th foul on the Eagles.
And with that, into the ballgame comes freshman Kinley Weiss. Just a freshman will check in, replacing Daly Pelican. Pelican, a sophomore. Two quick fouls here, and we aren't even 2 minutes into the game. Daly's not happy right now as she comes to the bench, and that'll give Kinley Weiss, the freshman, an opportunity for some playing time. Down court it comes to Sando. Sando bounced past to Jones. Shot is up. Jones got it. Gives Sando the assist. Ellie Jones with the basket. 2-1 the score. Sacred Heart with their first lead of the ballgame. Irish up by one. Taryn Ottoman top of the circle. Inside the free throw circle. Gives back to Chloe Weiss. Now Brooklyn Barron's dribbles with the basketball. Kicks to the right wing. And again goes over to Chloe Weiss with the ball. Weiss feeds it up top to Buckmeyer for three. She got it. Brooklyn Buckmeyer hit the three from the top of the key. Nothing but nylon on that shot from Brooklyn Buckmeyer. There's a steal in backcourt against the press. They feed it under to Barron's. Barron's goes up with a shot, can't get it, but she will be fouled. And we're going to put Brooklyn Barron's at the free throw line. We'll see who they call that one on.
The foul is on Dacey Witt. Her first personal foul, second team foul on the Irish.
Brooklyn Barron's one out of two from the line so far tonight. Here shooting two shots. Takes aim. First shot is up off the back of the iron. Couldn't get it. She'll have another attempt. 42. Johnson Brock leads it here right now with 5:23 to go in this first period. A-Division Championship. The left-handed free throw shot is up and good for Brooklyn Barron. She got the second one. She's now 2 out of 4 from the line. There's a steal against the press by Chloe Weiss. Gets it to Kinley Weiss. Top of the key. Taryn Ottoman for three. Rips it off the limb. No good to the left side. Rebound underneath by Witt. Witt gets it down court to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg's going to take it all the way down the court to the left side. Now has the ball stripped away by Kinley Weiss. Grabbed up by Buckmeyer. Fast break the other way. Brooklyn Barron's with the ball. Barron's up to Taryn Ottoman. Top of the key. This is Buckmeyer with it. Brooklyn Buckmeyer, left side, Chloe, to the left side, Chloe Weiss. Now Brooklyn Barron's tries to go to the left baseline. She gets tied up. Lechtenberg took the ball away and gets the outlet pass out to Witt. Witt down quickly to Avery Sandel. Sandel against Weiss gets tripped up, falls to the floor, and Avery Sandel goes down. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock.
Fouls on Kinley Weiss, her first personal foul. Fourth team foul on the Eagles.
That is already the fourth team foul on Johnson Brock with 4:38 to play here in the first quarter. Good chance of Sacred Heart maybe shooting some free throws here. Dorothy Krause with the ball in the corner. Nearly stolen. They go inside to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg up top. Sando open look three. Got it. Avery Sando hits the three from up at the top of the key. And we're tied at 5 apiece with 4:23 to go in the first quarter here at Beatrice. Up off the bench, ready to check in for the Irish, is Reske. She's getting ready to check in. Chloe Weiss on the dribble with the ball for Johnson Brock. Weiss backs it out between the rings. She's at the top of the free throw circle to the left side. Barron's for three. Off the iron, no. Rebound, Dacey Witt. She's double-teamed. Dribbles out of the double-team. Gets the ball to Lechtenberg. Witt falls to the floor. Lechtenberg down court. Being chased by Chloe Weiss. Lechtenberg into traffic. A slapping foul. Reach-in foul is going to be called, I think, on Weiss here.
Yeah, that foul's on Cody Weiser, first personal foul, 15 foul on the Eagles.
So that is the 15 foul, and now the Sacred Heart Irish in the two-shot bonus. There is no longer a one-on-one here, yeah. One and one. At the line to shoot two shots, Jeffrey Lechtenberg. Free throw is up and good. Lechtenberg hits the first of two. That puts Sacred Heart back on top now, 6-5. We got a seesaw contest here already. Dorothy Krause sets out. Elise Reske checks in for the Irish. Lechtenberg, second shot, short, but the rebound underneath. Follow shot up. Oh, wouldn't go. D.C. Witt had a point-blank range. There's a shot put up by Jones. She got it back, and Ellie Jones gets the put back. Dropped it down, and the score now goes Irish up 7-6. Or is that backwards up there? They put the points up wrong on the board. Here's a long three on the way, in and out of there. Would not drop. Now they correct it. 8-6 your score. That's still not right up there, I don't believe. They've got it backwards. They've got it completely messed up. 3:21 to go here.
Yep, there you go.
Now they flipped it around, and you've got Sacred Heart up by 8-6. I just need to trust my score sheet and not what's on the board. Here's Gentry Lechtenberg in the paint spin move, up and good. She got it, and she is fouled. Gentry Lechtenberg got the bucket and drew the foul. She'll be shooting the and one here. Who did they get for the foul?
It's on... I think it's Brooklyn Barrett, or Buckmeyer, excuse me. It is on her first personal, and Johnson Brock's over the limit.
So at the line will be Gentry Lechtenberg for the and one. They still seem to be a little bit confused with the scoreboard over here, the scorebook. The official score is checking in with the team scorebooks. There for a moment, I'm going to look at what I've got. I have 6-9. I have 10 for Sacred Heart, and I only have five points for Johnson Brock.
Yeah.
Now they got it right.
There we go.
I wondered how they got six up there, and that's correct. 10-5 is the score. Like I said, I need to trust what I'm seeing here on my score sheet. I wouldn't have wrote it down if that isn't what happened. At the free throw line, Gentry Lechtenberg. Free throw is up and good. The and one is good for Gentry Lechtenberg. She's got four, and Sacred Heart out to an early lead here, 11-5 at the three-minute mark of the first quarter. Down court for the basketball from the Johnson Brock Eagles now, down by six. Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman comes to the top of the key. Buckmeyer for three off the iron. No. Brooklyn Barron's rebound. Barron's in traffic. She forces up a shot that won't go, but she will be fouled, and we're going to put Brooklyn Barron's at the line where she'll be shooting two shots.
That foul is on D.C. Witt, her second personal foul, 13th foul on the Irish.
Daly Pelican sitting on the bench with two personals as she got in the first couple of minutes. At the line now, Brooklyn Barron's free throw is up and good. She hit it. Brooklyn has now hit 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. Has 3 points. That pulls Johnson Brock back now to within 5. Second shot is up and off. No good. Sacred Heart up 11-6 now. With 2:40 to go. Irish into forecourt. Avery Sano dribbles at the top of the circle. To the right side. Gives it to D.C. Witt. Witt again finds Avery Sano. Sano in the paint. Bounce pass. Oh, she was looking for Dorothy Krause. And Krause moved just at the moment she let go of the pass, and the ball goes out of bounds on the near side.
I don't know what it is about in this auditorium, but when people start yelling, it's hard to hear even on the headset.
Yeah, I noticed that too in there. All right. Taryn Ottoman has the ball on the left wing. Holds the ball. Guarded out here by Helly Jones. Comes to Buckmeyer, top of the key. Back to the left wing to Ottoman. Now Chloe Weiss tries to penetrate in the paint. She spins around, kicks it to the right side corner. Kinley Weiss with a floating driving baseline. That was a pretty aggressive move for the freshman there for Kinley, and she draws the foul.
That foul is on, how do you say that,
Elise Reske. That's her first personal, team foul number 4. At the line, Kinley Weiss shooting two shots. The freshman takes aim. Shot is up and good. Kinley Weiss with her first bucket. That's her first basket ever in a Medeckis tournament. She's just a freshman. That's her first Medeckis point. One of many more to come, I'm sure, for this freshman. Kinley Weiss. Second free throw is up. It's in and out. No good. And the rebound comes down to Jeffrey Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg will push it down court for the Sacred Heart Irish. Sacred Heart on top, 11-7, up by 4, under 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter of the A-Division Championship. Avery Sando around Chloe Weiss. Puts it to the corner. Lechtenberg penetrates, kicks to the top of the key. Dorothy Krause. Krause puts it out to the left elbow. A.C. Witt, double team, triple team, got in trouble. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Here comes Gentry Lechtenberg to the left elbow. Shot clock at five. Ball got away out of bounds. Turnover. They'll give it back to Johnson Brock. 11-7 the score. Sacred Heart up by four. 92 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Johnson Brock with possession into forecourt. It's Chloe Weiss on the dribble. Weiss kicks to the right side to Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman left-handed dribble, free throw line in the paint, driving layup. She's stripped of the basketball. It's stolen away. Ball is loose on the floor. Coming up with it is Lechtenberg. Two-on-two fast break. Lechtenberg takes it to the baseline. Driving lay-in, no. Rebound underneath Jones. Jones in traffic. Puts a follow shot up. It won't go. Taryn Ottoman with the rebound, and Johnson Brock dodged a bullet on that one. They got the ball back. Chloe Weiss into forecourt. 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Here's a long three by Ottoman. This off the rim. Buckmeyer came in to try and crash in for the rebound. It went off her fingertips out of bounds. And Sacred Heart will get the ball. 53.9 seconds to go in the first quarter. Sacred Heart up by four, 11-7. A pair of teams coming in here at 12-1 each. These are two very good basketball teams. Dorothy Krause almost has it taken away by Chloe Weiss. Off to Avery Sando. Sando takes it all the way in for a driving layup. Got blocked by Taryn Ottoman. A good clean block. You don't shoot it over the big girl like that. Ottoman just reached out, got all basketball, and stopped it. Shot clock at 17 seconds to go. Game clock at 35 here in the first quarter. Sacred Heart's basketball under their own basket. The count is on. Dorothy Krause is going to have to throw it in, and there's the 5-second call. Took way too long to inbound it. You can see that coming, and nobody was helping her. We're all standing, nobody moving. You can't blame Dorothy there. She couldn't find anybody open. All right, here comes Johnson Brock down now. The shot clock and the game clock are pretty much simultaneous here now. Johnson Brock's ball, Kinley Weiss in the corner. Gives up to big sister Chloe Weiss, top of the key barracks. Johnson Brock girls are going to play for the final shot here. Down by four. 11-7 here in the first quarter. Brooklyn Barons with it. Nine on the shot clock. There's a three up and off by Ottoman. Rebound Sando. Sando with 4 seconds. Tied up in backcourt. No place to go. They're not going to get a shot off. After one quarter, the Sacred Heart Irish lead the Johnson Brock Eagles 11-7. Sacred Heart on top. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Trailers, farm supplies, hardware, lawn and garden, paint and tools, family clothing, boots and jeans. There's so much to our store, you'll find what you're looking for.
We're glad to answer questions, full service guarantee.
Farm and City Supply is where you'll find it. Farm and City Supply is country popping through and through. We take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula along with Dalton Knippelmeyer back inside the Beatrice City Auditorium after one quarter. The Sacred Heart Irish leading the Johnson Brock Eagles 11-7. And Dalton, I'm sure this is not what the Johnson Brock girls envisioned here. They've been rolling high, won 12 in a row. They find themselves down by four after one period. Sacred Heart with the basketball, almost dribbling it back across the midcourt is Dorothy Krause. Here's Lechtenberg for a long three. She got it. Gentry Lechtenberg nailed the three. This is the biggest lead yet for the Irish. Sacred Heart has doubled it up now on Johnson Brock, 14-7. here early in this second quarter. Johnson Brock needs a basket. Oh, there's a nice shot underneath. Great job from Chloe Weiss. She found Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Brooklyn was camped out under the basket. No defender around. Brooklyn had time to autograph the ball and score before the defense got back to her. Now Avery Sando comes on the attack, gives it to Lechtenberg. Dorothy Krause open look for three. It doesn't go. The ball's going to go out of bounds, and it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. 14-9. The lead is 5 right now. There for just a moment, 14-7. Sacred Heart had the lead when Brooklyn Buckmeyer got the open shot under the basket. I believe, honestly, I could have scored on that one.
I would say so.
Into the corner. Chloe Weiss with the ball. Baseline left side. Lob pass to Behrens over the top. Behrens chases it down in the corner. Daly Pelican long three. She got it. Daly Pelican back on the floor here after she got in foul trouble early, and she makes her presence felt in a hurry. Nailing a three from out on the right wing. Pulls Johnson Brock back to within 2. Sacred Heart up 14-12. Lechtenberg in traffic. Ball away shot off the glass. No. Buckmeyer had the rebound, then had it knocked away by Krause. Krause throws it back to the top of the key to Avery Sando. Sando guarded by Chloe Weiss. Boy, those two are having a battle tonight. Off to Krause on the left elbow. Pelican tried to slap the ball away. Again, it comes to Krause. Krause inside the paint. Here's Gentry Lechtenberg driving layup. Couldn't get it. Got bumped on the baseline. Ball goes out of bounds off of Jones, and it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Johnson Brock Eagles, a chance to tie or take the lead this trip down. Sacred Heart trying to cling to a 2-point advantage. They're up 14-12. Great basketball so far tonight here in this A-Division final. Taryn Ottoman, top of the key. Brooklyn Behrens around the horn, left wing. This is Daly Pelican, the sophomore point guard. She clears it up top to Buckmeyer. Now to Behrens on the right wing. Bounce pass back to Daly Pelican. They're just working it around the outside perimeter. Shot clock down to 9. Taryn Ottoman kicks it to the right side. Pelican drives in, driving lay-in up, couldn't get it. Rebound Lechtenberg, taken away again. Now, that ball didn't touch the rim, and that should have been a shot clock violation.
See, I don't know, because I thought the Irish had possession of the ball, and then it got knocked away.
That's what they're going to discuss here, because they reset it, but in reality, the ball did not touch the rim. The Sacred Heart coaches are wanting a 35-second shot clock violation. Let's see what they're going to discuss. Now, this could go either way.
See, if you have possession of it, and then that goes back, it's reset.
And that's what they're discussing right now here. I would not venture a guess. They've got the shot clock showing 3 seconds right now. And both sets of coaches are up waiting for a decision as they're discussing what took place. I could understand an argument either way on this.
I could too, 100%.
We'll see how it comes out. The Sacred Heart coaches were up immediately running a shot clock.
Getting used to this shot clock, let's just say that.
Yeah, and that's in defense of the officials. They're going to discuss it and try and get it right. One thing I'll guarantee you, half the people in this auditorium are going to be unhappy.
Sure.
Here we go.
What do we got? 32 seconds. I think is what I read correctly.
They're going to reset. You're trying to lip read here as they come across.
All right, so he'd had a change of possession and then it went back.
All right, so there's going to be 33 seconds on the shot clock. Johnson Brock will have possession of the ball, trailing by 2, 14-12. Chloe Weiss will inbound it. Gosh, I love covering teams that I know everybody on the team. This is makes life easy. Buckmeyer has the ball on the left wing. Brooklyn goes to the top of the key. Daly Pelican for 3. Got it. Daly Pelican with her second three-pointer, the sophomore. 6, and that gives Johnson Brock the lead now once again at 15-14. Lady Eagles up by 1. Sacred Heart on the attack offensively. Inside the paint is Lechtenberg. Has it taken away by Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer with the steal. Outlet pass to Taryn Ottoman, and Ottoman brings it into forecourt. Works one-on-one against Jones. Gives it up to Behrens, top of the key. Pelican's got it. They're letting Pelican stand out there where she just hit 2 in a row. Gives off to the right side to Weiss. Weiss tried to flip it to the corner to Pelican. Weiss goes down on the floor in the corner, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called.
We got a foul on Gentry Lechtenberg, her first personal foul, first team foul on the Irish. First foul in the second quarter in total.
15-14. Johnson Brock, after trailing, now up by 1. They trailed 14-7.
Yes.
So 8 unanswered points, an 8-0 run for Johnson Brock with the ball. is Buckmeyer over to Ottoman right wing. Pelican top of the key. Chloe Weiss behind the back dribble by Chloe. Hands it to Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens again finds Weiss. Buckmeyer in the corner, left side of the basket. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Buckmeyer holds it. Witt comes out to defender. Inside to Behrens. Ottoman in traffic. Shot up. No. Nice job by Jones. Ottoman follow shot. Couldn't get it. Out of bounds, and the ball's going to belong to Johnson Brock. Jones did a good job there going against the big girl, Taryn Ottoman. There haven't been many people. I've done several Johnson Brock games. I haven't seen many people that can stop Taryn Ottoman under the basket. Inside, Behrens forces up a shot. She gets collapsed on by three defenders. Who are they going to get here?
Fouls on
Jones.
Hallie Jones, her second personal, second team. And another thing about stopping Ottoman is the Eagles haven't really got the ball to her at all in this game.
Not at all. Okay, at the free throw line, Brooklyn Behrens. Free throw is up and good. Brooklyn has now made 4 out of 6.
I'm going to run out of room on the score sheet for the first half for her.
Yeah, timeout taken on the floor with 4:32 to play in the first half. 16-14, Johnson Brock up. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
4 minutes, 32 seconds to play in the second quarter, first half here at the Biafra City Auditorium. Johnson Brock leading 16-14. Behrens at the free throw line. Second shot is up and off, no good. Rebound comes down to Sacred Heart. Now the Irish with a chance to tie or take the lead on this possession. Went into the corner. Avery Sando, long three is short off the rim, and there to haul down the rebound is Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer gives it up to Chloe Weiss. Weiss across the timeline. Sets the offense and dribbles between the rings. Holds the ball now to the right wing. Finds Buckmeyer with it. Looking inside for Behrens. Now they find Ottoman in the paint. Kicks it out to Weiss. She had an open look. Passed up the shot. Weiss driving lay-in up and off. No good. Rebound Behrens. Behrens puts a follow shot. She's going to be fouled.
Oh.
And we're going to see Brooklyn Behrens right back at the line. She's kind of camped out. She must have a long-term lease on that free throw line.
I would say so. Hallie Jones, her third personal.
So now Jones in a bit of foul trouble. That's going to bring off the bench. Elise Reschke will check in here for Jones as she's in a bit of foul trouble.
What do we got here?
I think they're asking for a towel, I believe. But they're going to need, oh, we got a little bit of blood here. They need to wipe that up. Interesting story here to share with you on Johnson. The head coaches, co-head coaches, I guess, Jeff Ottoman and Andy Buckmeyer, both have senior daughters on this team. That would, of course, be Brooklyn Buckmeyer, Taryn Ottoman. I've been taking pictures of those two dads and their daughters for 4 years straight here on the stage of Eudeckis. We took them again on Monday. Those dads have actually coached those little girls way back like third and fourth grade. And been with them all the way through, and finally their senior year.
They're great coaches.
Yeah, Jeff Ottoman, listed as a head coach. Andy Buckmeyer is the assistant.
Here's a little something for you. Andy Buckmeyer was my head coach in basketball from third grade to eighth grade also.
Not just good coaches. They're just genuine guys. Darn nice fellas. That's what they are. At the line is Kinley Weiss, the freshman. She is 1 out of 2 from the line tonight. Here shooting 2. The first one is up and good. Kinley Weiss will have a second shot coming.
So Barron's going to get the blood cleaned up, I guess?
Yeah, so that's why they've got Kinley Weiss shooting these free throws. Kinley Weiss ready for the second. They got Behrens cleaned up on the knee here. Second shot is up and off. No good. But she gets their own rebound. Comes down with a rebound of her own missed free throw. How often do you see that? Up to Chloe Weiss, top of the key. Chloe and Kinley, sisters here. Chloe is senior. Kinley a freshman, getting a chance to play 1 year together of Johnson Brock basketball. Kinley Weiss, baseline. Oh, nice pass to Buckmeyer on the baseline. Chloe Weiss, floater in the paint. Up, in and out, no. Rebound, Buckmeyer. Brooklyn Buckmeyer up to Taryn Ottoman. Open look three, Taryn Ottoman. It's nice. Off. Taryn hits those, and she hasn't been able to get him to drop tonight. Rebound, Gentry Lechtenberg. Not uncommon for Taryn Ottoman to hit that long three, but I think she's 0 for 3 on that one tonight. Here's A.C. Witt. Witt goes to the left wing with it. Up to Reschke. Back it comes to Witt. 17-14. Johnson Brock, after trailing in the first quarter, now leads by three. Dorothy Krause gets the pass to the top of the key to Witt. Left side, Avery Santo. No shot there. Johnson Brock with a smothering defense here. Shot clock down to four. They're not going to get a shot off. Ball stolen away. Daly Pelican. Pelican's going to push it down the court herself and set the offense. Pelican at the top of the free throw circle. Right side to Chloe Weiss with the pass. Weiss down in the corner. Baseline right side of the basket. Underneath Kinley Weiss in traffic. Can't get up a shot. Clears it back up top to Chloe. Chloe has to chase it down. That's going to be over and back. It went into backcourt. And now we're going to get a whistle and a foul on top of it. Falling to the floor is Avery Santo. Now, wait a minute. I'm waiting for the official to give me a
Brooklyn
signal.
Buckmeyer.
Yeah, I thought it had to be on Brooklyn.
Her second personal first team. On the far side over there, the ball hit the official and he let it go.
Yeah, it's 2:29 to go, first half. Johnson Brock up by 3, 17-14. Brooklyn Buckmeyer will take a breather. Back into the game comes, who we got? Brooklyn Barons. Brooklyn Barons back onto the floor. Sacred Heart with a basketball down by three. Avery Sandel lobs to the corner. Lechtenberg, top of the key. D.C. Witt. Witt with a long two that's up. Short off the front of the rim. Kinley Weiss with the rebound. Here comes a freshman down court. Gives to big sister Chloe. Chloe across to Barons. Barons driving, laying up. Off, no good. Rebound, Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg being harassed by Kinley Weiss. Gets a pass down court to Avery Sandel on the left wing. Top of the circle. D.C. Witt to the right elbow. That's Dorothy Krause with the ball. Witt holds it up for a minute. Minute 55 to go. Here's Witt with a long three. Missed everything. Goes out of bounds, and that's uncharacteristic of D.C. Witt. That shot came up a good foot short of the rim.
Needed more legs on that one.
Yeah, went out of bounds. And now Johnson Brock up by 3, 17-14. Once again has possession of the basketball with a minute 42 to go here in the first half. Brooklyn Barons kicks it to Kinley Weiss, left wing. Chloe Weiss, top of the circle, finds Kinley once again. Kinley, good little ball handler. Feeds it underneath to Taryn Ottoman. No place to go for Ottoman. They collapsed on her, and she travels. That was some good defense there by Elise Reschke and Gentry Lechtenberg as they had her.
Taryn Ottoman has not scored yet.
Yeah, that's unusual. 17-14. 3-point lead now for Johnson Brock with a minute 19 to go in the first half. Sacred Heart would like to tie this thing up or get it a little closer before the halftime break. Krause has the ball knocked away from her by Chloe Weiss. Weiss touched it last. It went out of bounds. It'll be Sacred Heart's basketball with 17 seconds on the shot clock. A minute 10 to play here in the first half. This is the A-Division Girls Championship of the 96th Annual Mudeckis Tournament. It's been a dandy so far. Inbound pass stolen by Kinley Weiss. Kinley tries to feed it to Pelican. It comes back to Kinley Weiss, and she drives it in for the layup. Weiss's pass was deflected right back to her. Kinley got the loose basketball, gathered it up, and laid it in to give Johnson Brock a 5-point lead at 19-14. That was a smooth play by the freshman for Johnson Brock. Here's Witt, given to Avery Santo. Santo, jump shot right side. It's off, won't go. Ball tipped away. Taryn Ottoman with the rebound. 33 on the shot clock, 39 on the game clock. It's a 5-point Johnson Brock lead, 19-14. They're going to run this shot clock and milk it all the way down to leave Sacred Heart very little time to do anything after a shot goes up. 5-point lead right now for Johnson Brock. Boy, this has been a great ball game so far. Hard-fought contest. Neither team able to get a big advantage. Johnson Brock would like to get into the locker room up by 7 if they could. They got a 5-point lead now. Shot clock at 5. Barons from the corner for 3. And she got it. Brooklyn Barons, her first field goal, hits a 3. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. D.C. Witt launches a 3. It's good. Stacy Witt answers with a three of her own just before the buzzer, and that was a huge basket for the Sacred Heart Irish.
Yes.
In terms of momentum, they were either going to be down by eight, and suddenly they're back within five at halftime, 22-17, our halftime score, the Johnson Rock Eagles leading the Sacred Heart Irish. We'll have a halftime show coming up with you and a rundown of the first half scoring after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to live coverage of the 96th Annual Mudeckis Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, Bass Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, Bass Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student-athletes, Bass Global Solutions is committed to excellence in providing winning solutions to our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
Global presence with small-town spirit.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Den has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Den's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
It's halftime here in the Girls A Division Championship. The Johnson Rock Eagles leading the Sacred Heart Irish by 5, 22-17. That's after Johnson Rock was trailing by 4 after one quarter, 11-7. They've got a defensive battle going across the street at the Beatrice Middle School in the consolation game. Johnson County Central's girls are leading Exeter Milligan Friend after one inning, 5-2. 5-2, your score after one inning over across the street. Let's look at the individual scoring here in this one. First of all, for the Johnson Rock Eagles, 22 points on the board. Brooklyn Behrens has 7. She got 4 of those on 4 of 7 shooting from the free throw line. Daly Pelican, despite sitting on the bench in foul trouble part of that first half, managed to pour in a pair of three-pointers. She's got 6. Brooklyn Buckmeyer with 5. And Kinley Weiss, the freshman, came in off the bench and chipped in 4 for their total of 22. Free throw shooting, Johnson Rock made 6 out of 11 at the free throw line. For the Sacred Heart Irish, 17 points at halftime. Gentry Lechtenberg leads the way. She has 7. Helly Jones with 4. Avery Sando has 3 points. And D.C. Witt with 3 points. Sacred Heart's total 17. Free throw shooting, the Irish only shot 3. Gentry Lechtenberg made 2 out of 3 from the line. And also 2 of 3, of course, as a team. 22-17, our halftime score, Johnson Rock leading the Sacred Heart Irish. And looking forward to an exciting second half of this Girls A Championship. Right now, we're going to send it back to Ray Penning, our producer-engineer, for a couple of minutes of important sponsor information, an update of the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. That's coming up from Beatrice. You're listening to live coverage of the Mudeckis Basketball Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention nurses. Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha ArmConnect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group, direct written premium.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Wherry Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Wherry Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Wherry Mortuary, their family serving your family.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their ASB-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your weather for the tri-state area. As we head into tonight, we're going to be right around our average low temperatures for this time of year, and as we head into the weekend, by Saturday night, our low temperatures will drop into the single digits, and then by Sunday night, we'll get even colder with negative single digits projected. Sunday night's going to be cold. Average highs on this time of year, 34 degrees, and our average lows around 13 degrees. For tonight, the chance of rain showers will continue with a chance of snow showers through the overnight under partly cloudy skies at the low around 14 degrees, with north-northwest winds at 15 to 20, gusting as high as 25 miles per hour. On Saturday, we're looking at lots of sunshine, high near 21 degrees, with north winds at 15 to 20, gusting as high as 25 miles per hour again. Saturday night looks partly cloudy with a low around 4 degrees, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10, and gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick on Sunny 101.3.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent. Blaine Barron's in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Seed salesmen bring a lot of stuff throughout the year. Hats, koozies, t-shirts. This year, Mustang Seeds is bringing something a little different. You ask, we listen. Mustang Seeds is now bringing 0% in-house financing to your farm. It's all part of how we're supporting farmers from the ground up. Visit us at MustangSeeds.com. Financing subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, and don't worry, we'll bring the other stuff too.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
My name is Randy Ray Gatula seated alongside Dalton Knippelmeyer tonight here at the Beatrice City Auditorium. Ray Penning is our producer-engineer for this presentation of high school basketball. And Dalton, I've been coming out here for more than 40 years to cover this tournament, but tonight I had a first, something that's never happened before.
Yeah.
We're all set up on the stage, and my friend Chase from Channel 1011 in Lincoln comes over and says, Randy, step over here. And we find ourselves live during the 6 o'clock newscast on 1011. I've already heard from my wife and my son that they watched it on TV. And believe me, it was nothing special, probably a whole minute, maybe a minute and a half, but made my Channel 1011 debut here tonight.
When you're as big of a name as what you are in Southeast Nebraska, it gets out quick.
Yeah, but I've also been told I have the perfect face for radio, so I'm not sure we want to get off into the TV business. Anyway, it was fun. We went on Channel 1011 and talk briefly about the Medeckis tournament. That's one of the neat things about this tournament. All of our media friends, Jake Martecki, seated to our right here on News Channel Nebraska, and Jake and I have been sharing some stats. One of us misses a basket, we help the other one. So, ready to move now to second quarter action. It'll be Johnson Brock with the basketball and a 5-point lead. Daly Pelican inbounds the ball to Chloe Weiss. Right back it goes to Pelican. Into the corner, that's Brooklyn Behrens with the ball. Top of the circle, outside the 3-point perimeter. Around to the right wing, Brooklyn Buckmeyer feeds into Ottoman. Buckmeyer thought about the shot. Ottoman hasn't hit one of those threes yet. Seems to be a little bit hesitant to put him up now. Inside, the ball is tipped away. Buckmeyer comes up with it. Shot clock down to 11. Top of the circle, Pelican around to Chloe Weiss. Shot clock at 5. Pelican dribbles to the right wing. She'll launch a long 3, in and out, and the rebound to Sacred Heart. Coming down with the basketball in backcourt was A.C. Witt. Gets it up to Avery Sando. Goes around Pelican into forecourt. Sando clears to Dorothy Krause, top of the key, and now Witt will reset the offense. Man-to-man defense here by the Johnson Brock girls. The top of the key, Witt comes to the left wing. Are they in a 1-2-2 zone? Not sure what they're doing here. Left side, in for a driving layup, goes Lechtenberg. Can't get it. Here's a battle for the rebound. Behrens comes out of there with the smoke cleared. Brooklyn Behrens had the ball after all of that. Gets the outlet pass to Chloe Weiss. Right back to Behrens and then to Weiss once again. No score yet in this period. 6:46 to go, third quarter. Still 22-17. That was our score at halftime. Here's a three by Buckmeyer from the corner. Got it. Brooklyn Buckmeyer did that so casually. Just kind of nonchalantly tossed it up there and walks away like, yeah, that's what I do. Here's a ball stolen away from Witt. Grabbed up. Back the other way comes Ottoman. Chloe Weiss, they had Ottoman under the basket for an easy two and didn't see her. Here's a steal by Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg down court. Ball tipped away out of bounds. Saved nicely by Pelican. She flips it back into Ottoman. And now the Johnson Brock Eagles with an 8-point lead, up 25-17, 2 minutes into the third quarter. 6 minutes to go, third period. Chloe Weiss, a cross-court pass to Behrens up top. Pelican, near side, Chloe Weiss. There was Behrens open for a moment under the basket. Buckmeyer finally sees Behrens. But there's Witt. Shot is up. Nice move by Behrens. Brooklyn Behrens has been playing well lately. She averages 9.6 points per ball game, and she has 9 already in this one. It's a 10-point Johnson Brock lead. Biggest lead of the ball game for either team here. 27-17. Johnson Brock is up at the 5.5-minute mark here of the third quarter. Sacred Heart trying to get some points. Here's a long three from the corner by Witt. It's in and out, and there for the rebound is Buckmeyer. Brooklyn Buckmeyer gathered in that defensive board. She'll bring the ball up court herself. Now hands it up to Chloe Weiss, and Weiss will reset the offense. So the left wing, Pelican, deep in the corner. Baseline left side, Behrens up top again. It comes to Weiss. Now Behrens wanted to get into the paint, couldn't go with it. Has to hand the ball to Pelican. Taking a lot of time off the clock here. Johnson Brock, they feed it to Ottoman. Forces up a shot, but a whistle and a foul. And we're going to put Taryn Ottoman at the line to shoot two shots.
Foul is on Elise Reske, her second personal foul, first team foul on Irish.
Taryn Ottoman at the line.
Looking for her first
two.
Point.
She has not scored in the ballgame. Shot is up and good. So Taryn Ottoman gets her first point at the 4:52 mark of the third quarter. Keep in mind, Taryn averages 21.1 points per ball.
That'll get her going because sometimes it takes the first free throw. Look, just visualize it.
And off night tonight from the field, she hits both free throws. So now that's two for Taryn Ottoman. She's got 19 to go to get to her game average of 21. Timeout taken on the floor with 4:48 to go in the third quarter. Johnson Rock has opened up a 12-point advantage. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you called to serve others as you build a successful business? Thrivent, a membership-owned fraternal benefit society serving Christians, is growing in Southeast Nebraska, and we're seeking financial advisors to join us. You'll help clients create financial plans guided by their values and share generosity with causes they hold dear. We offer values-driven culture, competitive benefits, comprehensive training and support, and outstanding earning potential. To learn more, call 402-315-8711.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
4:48 to go in the third quarter here at the Beatrice City Auditorium, the Class A Division Girls Championship, 29-17. Johnson Brock up by 12 after Sacred Heart left after one quarter, 11-7. Johnson Brock managed to get to the locker room at halftime up by 5, 22-17. And now the Lady Eagles have come out and scored 7 unanswered points to start the third quarter to take a 12-point lead. Sacred Heart has not scored here in this third period. Irish have the basketball coming out of the timeout. Daisy Whittle trying to get something going here offensively for the Irish. Witt with the basketball to Dorothy Krause. She and Witt play catch with it. Johnson Brock coming out on him defensively now in a man-to-man situation.
It's some sort of like matchup zone here. That they're
It's hard to figure out. They've got me confused and probably the Irish too. Here's Gentry Lechtenberg in the paint, driving shot off the glass up and good. Lechtenberg, if anybody's going to get things rolling here for Sacred Heart, it will probably be Gentry. Gentry now has 9. Irish back down, or the Eagles down court with the ball now. Daly in the sophomore point guard, hands the ball to Buckmeyer across court to the near side to Chloe Weiss. Weiss with the basketball, backs it out near the midcourt circle, lets the shot clock continue to tick away. 14 on the shot clock. Weiss to the corner left side, Pelican. Shot clock at 10. Weiss almost has the ball stolen away, and then we get a whistle. J.C. Witt went after the basketball and tangled up over there with Chloe Weiss, and there's no foul. Well, boy. Now Witt steps in and almost got the seal away from Buckmeyer. A cross-court lob pass comes to Pelican. There's the shot clock. Time expired, and the Johnson Rock girls just were not aware.
I don't think anybody was
winding down.
It's been kind of weird. We've been kind of confused on both sides of the court here.
You know, thus far this season, I haven't seen the shot clock come into play much, but it has been a lot more in this tournament than it has been all season. Shot clock violation gives it back to the Irish. Irish down by 10. They go to Lechtenberg. Oh, her pass goes to Dorothy Krause too hard. Right through Krause's hands, and the ball goes out of bounds. Turnover for Sacred Heart. Back into the game for the Irish comes Elise Reske. Reske replacing Dorothy Krause. Now it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Lady Eagles up by 10, 29-19. They get it to Brooklyn Barons into forecourt, hands it back to Daly Pelican. Pelican very casually flips the ball to the near side to Chloe Weiss. Weiss holds the ball in one hand, directing traffic with the other one, trying to run the offense here. She's kind of the quarterback. Weiss with a driving laying up and off, couldn't get it, goes out of bounds. And they're going to say the Irish touched it last. New shot clock, 35 seconds. The ball touched the rim up there, so it'll be Johnson Brock's ball, 35 seconds to shoot. 3:08 to go, third quarter. Eagles up by 10. Into the corner. They get it into the left side to Ottoman. Ottoman in the paint, going to take it against Jones. Jones blocks the shot, took the ball away. Ellie Jones with some good defense against Taryn Ottoman in the paint. Not many people have been able to do that this year. Top of the key comes to D.C. Witt. Irish down by 10. They need a buck at this possession. To the left wing, Avery Sando. Sando guarded closely over here by Pelican. Can't get a look at the basket. This defense from Johnson Brock's making it very difficult to shoot. Steal by Pelican. Pelican to Chloe Weiss down court. Weiss has to chase it down in the corner. Now moves to the bucket for a driving layup. Oh, she got blocked. Hell ball. I think that's probably a good call.
I
had a lot of basketball.
Yeah.
And it'll be a hell ball called. Alternating possession goes to the Irish. When I got friends on both teams, I'm trying so hard here to be impartial, folks. This is hard work. I got a lot of good friends on both ends of the court here. Down court it goes to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg driving layup over Ottoman. Got it. That was a sweet move by Gentry Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg now with 11 points, and she drew the foul. She'll be at the line for the and one.
Yeah, fouls on Tyron Ottoman. Her first personal, first team foul.
So Gentry Lechtenberg, now we're going to have a timeout on the floor with 2:18 to go in the third quarter. It's an 8-point ball game. Full timeout taken. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to Mudeckis Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa, that's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show.
Yep, get both. Four free phones of your choice plus four lines for $90, no trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
A1 Cellular in Auburn is your U.S. Cellular dealer, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Stop by A1 Cellular today.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, the TV cameras are getting this crowd fired up. They're making their way along the east side of the floor here, and all the Sacred Heart fans jumping, hollering, screaming, making lots of noise. They gave the folks from Freeman a chance to do the same thing earlier. Great atmosphere tonight here in the Beatrice City Auditorium. This is what this Mudeckis tournament is all about.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. I thought it would be a little bit more full, but there's still a pretty good crowd here.
Good crowd here. It is televised, and it's on TV.
Yeah.
They're watching it there, too. At the free throw line is Gentry Lechtenberg for the end one. Lechtenberg's free throw is up and good. Gentry Lechtenberg has pulled the Irish back within 7. They trailed by 12 just a little bit ago. And now it's a 7-point ball game. Now the Johnson Brock Eagles need a bucket to kind of regain this lead and advantage they've got with 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Taryn Ottoman bounce pass to the left side. Pelican up top to Chloe Weiss. 15 on the shot clock. A cross-court skip pass comes to Buckmeyer. She feeds into Ottoman. Ottoman almost turned it over, got the ball back, flips it back up top. Weiss to the right side. She traveled. Weiss with the stutter step. So the Irish with a chance to close even closer here. Down by 7, Sacred Heart will get the basketball back. Avery Sando inbounds the ball into Witt. A.C. Witt dribbles across the timeline, brings it into forecourt. Picked up there near midcourt defensively by Chloe Weiss. Into Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg shot over Ottoman. No. Rebound. Jones. Jones tried to come down with it and got tied up by Daley Pelican. That was some good defense by Pelican because Jones had that one going away on the rebound, and Pelican reached in and tied her up. Possession arrow favors Johnson Brock. Eagles will have the ball. 92 seconds to go here in the third quarter. It's a 7-point Johnson Brock lead. Full court pressure now by Sacred Heart. They break the press. Behrens brings the ball into forecourt to Buckmeyer. To the left wing, Behrens back to the top of the key to Chloe Weiss. They flip it deep in the corner, baseline left side to Brooklyn Behrens. Up top again, finds Weiss with the pass. Weiss goes inside the free throw circle, flips it deep in the corner, baseline right side where Ottoman handles the ball. Ottoman back up top to Pelican. Pelican top of the key, shot clock at 5. Ottoman works to the left wing, wants to go inside, puts the shot up and soft, no good. Rebound, Sacred Heart. Gentry Lechtenberg pushes the ball down court. Weiss gives chase. Lechtenberg kicks it to the left wing. Sando. Avery hasn't had a chance to get any open looks for twos here. She's got 1 3-pointer tonight. Here it comes. It's on the way up and good. Well, speak of the devil. That's her second three-pointer, and suddenly it's a four-point ball game. Sacred Heart battling their way back into this thing. 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Johnson Brock will play for one shot here. A two-second differential on the shot clock and the game clock. 21 on the shot clock. Pelican beats it in. There's a shot up by Ottoman, and she answers. Taryn Ottoman with the first field goal in the ball game with 13 seconds to go in the quarter. That puts the lead back to six. That was a big bucket. There's a floater from the right side by Witt that doesn't go. 4 seconds on the clock. Ball out of bounds. It'll stay with the Irish. Sacred Heart will play it into the baseline with 2.9 seconds. All right. Jones hit her head when she went into the wall over there underneath the pad, and she's holding the back of her head. Looks like she's all right, I think. Some concern there. All right, 2.9 seconds. They'll inbound it on the baseline. Witt, there'll be time for a catch, one dribble, and a shoot. They lob it up top. Sando launches a shot through the defender. There's the buzzer, and after three quarters, the Johnson Brock Eagles lead the Sacred Heart Irish 31-25. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Radio Network.
Community Insurance Group, where you always get friendly local service with offices at 4 locations to serve you in Pawnee City, Tecumseh, Humble, and Sterling, Nebraska. Community Insurance Group can assist you with auto, home, farm, crop, life, health, and commercial insurance. For all your insurance needs, contact Community Insurance Group. Our roots run deep in the communities we serve.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, after falling behind by as much as 12 points, the Sacred Heart girls battled their way back to within 4 near the end of the period. Then Taryn Ottoman capitalized underneath on a little lay-in to give the Johnson Brock girls a 6-point advantage as we move into the fourth and final period. 31-25, Johnson Brock up by 6, into the fourth quarter, Sacred Heart with the basketball. Dorothy Krause to the right side to Witt, into the corner. Lechtenberg into paint against Ottoman, shot is up, bounces and got it. Gentry Lechtenberg has been known to turn it on in the fourth quarter, and she's won some ball games for Sacred Heart this year by doing that. Lechtenberg with 14 points now in the ballgame for the Irish. It's a four-point contest, 31-27. Johnson Brock up by 4. The Class A Division Championship. This would be the first ever for Johnson Brock in Class A if they could get the win tonight. Sacred Heart, they're used to it. They've won it 14 times in the last 25 years. There's a long three from the corner that's short. Ottoman tipped the ball, rebound to Sando, and then she falls to the floor. I think we're going to get a foul here on Johnson Brock.
Come on, Chloe Bice. That'll be her second personal first team on the Eagles.
So, it'll be Sacred Heart's basketball down by 4. Here come the Irish. Sacred Heart across the timeline. Daisy Witt works to the right wing. Witt inside to Lechtenberg. Spin move, Lechtenberg. No shot. They say she traveled. That was some good defense under the basket there by Taryn Ottoman. She just gave Lechtenberg no place to go with it when she came into the paint, like running into a wall under there. We're going to have full court pressure now by Sacred Heart. The inbound pass comes into Behrens. Chloe Weiss looks down to, tipped away from Parkmeyer, coming up with it. Krause feeds underneath Lechtenberg, shot up and good. Lechtenberg, back-to-back basket. Folks, it's a two-point basketball game, 31-29. full court pressure by the Irish, a whistle and a foul called on Sacred Heart.
On Gentry Leichtenberger, second personal, second team on the Irish.
31-29. The Irish have battled back from a 12-point deficit to get within two, and this is still anybody's ball game with 6:42 to go. And I was hoping for a game like this.
Irish are on the 12-2 run right now.
Yeah, great basketball. These are two good basketball teams. It's fun to watch. This is what you love about the Medeckis tournament. Here comes Taryn Ottoman. Kicks it to the corner. Now Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer tried to go for the shot. Couldn't get it. Rebound down. Taken away by Sando. Irish with a chance to tie or take the lead, but there's a steal the other way. Chloe Weiss comes up big. Shot on the end and got the lead. Up and good. Chloe Weiss may have just turned the tide right there with that steal. Her first 2 points of the ball game for Chloe Weiss, and they couldn't have came at a more opportune time for Johnson Brock. All right, now down by four once again are the Irish. Leichtenberg at the top of the circle. That was a huge steal and lay-in by Chloe Weiss. You could just feel a momentum shift on that one. Here comes Leichtenberg driving lay-in. Nope, that's a foul call, though, on Ottoman, and Leichtenberg will be at the line to shoot two.
That is Ottoman's second personal foul, second team foul on the Eagles.
At the free throw line, Gentry Leichtenberg. Let's add them up. She's got 16 points so far tonight, and she's three out of four from the free throw line. This one is up and off, no good. She'll get another attempt here. Leichtenberg at the line. 33-29, Johnson Brock up by four with 5 minutes and 48 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Leichtenberg, shot is up, this one is good. That trims the lead back down to three once again. 33-30 is your score. Johnson Brock clinging to a three-point advantage. Chloe Weiss gets it to Ottoman to the corner. Behrens didn't want to shoot it. Boy, Brooklyn was wide open down there. Elected not to take the shot from three. Now Daly Pelican handles the ball around the outside of the three-point arc. They pass it between Weiss, Buckmeyer, and Pelican. Weiss holds it on the left wing. Buckmeyer in the corner. Shot clock at eight. Ottoman top of the key. Pelican for three from the corner. Off no good. Rebound Jones. And once again, a three-point ball game. A chance to tie or get closer for Sacred Heart. Avery Sando lobs it into Leichtenberg. She lost it, and the ball taken away by Ottoman. That was a very difficult turnover for Sacred Heart to have at that point.
Yes.
They've had some opportunities to really get back in this thing, and they turn it over. Now Johnson Brock with a three-point lead, very patient handling the ball. Chloe Weiss to the right side, Buckmeyer. They're wanting to eat as much clock as they can here. They're using up that 35-second
clock. I almost think it's a little too patient, though.
Yeah, Buckmeyer for three, nope, and the rebound brought down by the Irish. Jones has it, turns it over. Pelican with a steal, driving layup, no, but a foul. Pelican got the steal on the pass, went in for the layup, and Daly is going to be fouled. She'll be at the line.
That foul is on Hallie Jones, her fourth personal, second team on the Irish.
So Daly Pelican will go to the line. She has 6 points tonight on a pair of three-pointers way back in the first quarter. Free throw is up and good for the young sophomore, Daly Pelican. Now she's got seven. That puts Johnson Brock back up by four once again, 34-30. A hard-fought contest here in the Class A Division Girls Championship. Second one is up. This is off no good, and Gentry Leichtenberg has the rebound. It's a four-point ball game. Johnson Brock up. Leichtenberg goes into the lane. She will be fouled. Chloe Weiss was saying, what was I supposed to do, coach? She ran into me.
Weiss's third foul, 13th foul on the Eagles.
Not a shooting foul. It was on the floor. Back into the lineup. Kinley Weiss comes in for Daly Pelican now. The freshman is back out. Pelican's going to take a breather. Dorothy Krause on the right side gives up to Avery Sando. Lob pass in. Gentry Leichtenberg on the dribble is Krause. Krause reverses, goes inside to Leichtenberg. Open look right side. Jump shot up. Witt couldn't get it. Rebound. Ottoman. Taryn Ottoman with a big defensive board there for Johnson Brock. And the Irish get the ball back with a four-point lead, 34-30. Here's Chloe Weiss. Kicks it to the corner. Kinley Weiss is going to shoot a three. Off. No good. They chase after it. Leichtenberg lets it go out of bounds here, chasing with Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer touched it last. Players end up in the bench on top of some of the subs, as does the basketball. Ref is checking to see if everybody's okay down here. All right, it's a four-point ball game, 4 minutes to go. Irish with the ball, a chance to cut into the lead. You get the feeling this may come right down to the wire for the championship. Into forecourt is Dacey Witt. Witt picked up the dribble. Now she needs help into the corner. Goes down to the right side to Sando. Into Lechtenberg. She's triple-teamed. The ball is stripped away from her, and it'll stay with the Irish. Shot clock has 16 seconds to go. Daly Pelican right back into the ballgame now. She'll come in for Brooklyn Barons. Kinley Weiss, the freshman, will stay in there. 3:36 on the clock, 34-30. Johnson Brock by four. Irish feed it into Lechtenberg, tipped away by Ottoman. Kinley Weiss, the freshman, with the steal. Kinley heads up, gives the ball back, and says, here, sis. Boy, you take it. Kinley Weiss to Kinley in the corner. Left side baseline. Bounce pass into Buckmeyer on the baseline under the basket. Doesn't want to shoot it. Back up top, it comes to Pelican. Clock down to 3:10 to go in the ballgame. 15 on the shot clock. Kinley Weiss puts up a reverse layup. Everybody after the ball. Coming out of there with it. Here's Buckmeyer for three. That's off, and the rebound to Witt. Witt is trapped under there. Gets rid of it to Sando. Here come the Irish with 2:55 to go, down by four. Sacred Heart has had several possessions down by four and not been able to come up with scores. There's some good defense by Pelican. To Kinley Weiss, the freshman, breakaway layup. She got hammered. Went into the wall down here with the padding. And she'll be at the free throw line.
Fouls on Gentry Lechtenberger, third personal foul, 13th foul on the Irish.
All right, at the line is the freshman here, ready to shoot two shots. Kinley Weiss, she's 2 for 4 from the line tonight. This one is up and good. She got it. The freshman has 5 in the ballgame now. She's now 3 out of 5 from the free throw line.
Big free throws here for a freshman in the A Division final, Vidakis.
Yeah. Kinley Weiss ready for her second attempt. It's up and it's good also. Huge free throws for the freshman. The lead is back to 6, 36-30. 2:42 to go in the game. Timeout on the floor. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thinking about your health? Have you put on a few extra pounds or felt a bit tired? It's a new year and a short drive to Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska. Start the year off right with a wellness check at Family Medicine Clinic. Our trusted and compassionate providers will work with you in all aspects of your health. An annual checkup and preventative services could make the difference. Call Family Medicine at 402-245-4475 for a wellness check. Here's to a happy and healthy year.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back here to the Beatrice City Auditorium with 2:42 to go in this A championship game. 36-30, the Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Sacred Heart Irish. Been a hard-fought contest here. The Irish were down by 12, got back to within 4, then got back to within 2 and had the basketball.
Update from across the street, JCC leads EMF 34-10, end of the third.
Boy, Johnson County Central winning big over there. That's on the consolation bracket on the far side. That's how the kids all get 2 games in every year at Mudecas. They let them play it out on the other side of the bracket. All right, here's the situation. 2:42 to go in the ballgame. 36-30. Irish down by 6. They have the basketball. This is Avery Sando in forecourt. To Dacey Witt, top of the key. Baseline left side, Reschke. Reschke has it knocked away by Pelican, but Pelican stepped on the baseline as she tried to steal the basketball. It'll stay with the Irish. Shot clock down to 23 seconds. Game clock shows 2:29. Avery Sando to inbound it. Comes to Dacey Witt. This has been the game you would expect between a couple of 12 and 1 teams. They lob it into Gentry Lechtenberg, and she gets fouled inside the paint.
Fouls on Brooklyn Barons, her second personal foul, fourth team foul on the Eagles.
Next foul, and the Irish will be shooting. Gentry Lechtenberg is going to trigger the inbound pass from the baseline on the left side under her own basket to Reschke, up top to Witt. They want to get it to Lechtenberg. Now back to the left side. Sando for three. Got it. Avery Sando, her third three-pointer of the night. And it's a three-point basketball game. 2:11 to go. Downcourt pass, Pelican. Pelican comes to Barons, to Ottoman right side. Top of the key. It comes back again to Chloe Weiss. Baseline right side. Brooklyn Buckmeyer holds the ball. 2 minutes to go in the ballgame. Buckmeyer for three, missed it. Rebound, Behrens. Behrens was there to get the rebound off the miss by Buckmeyer. Top of the circle, shot clock to 10. That didn't hit the rim a minute ago. Now Behrens is going to have to hurry. Shot clock at 5. Pelican for three, no. And the rebound to Jones. She's knocked to the floor. Jones knocked down. The foul's going to go on Johnson Brock.
Foul's on Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Her third personal foul. And the 15th foul on the Eagles.
Well, walk to the other end. It's a three-point basketball game, 36-33. Sacred Heart down by three. At the free throw line for the Irish will be Helly Jones. She has 4 points from the field, has not been to the free throw line tonight. Helly Jones shooting two here. Could get the Irish within one. The shot is up. It is good. Jones makes it a two-point basketball game. Folks, there's still a minute 39 to go in this one. There's a lot of basketball to be played here. Helly Jones can make it a one-point ball game with a minute 39 to go if she can hit this second free throw. Helly Jones looks to the basket. Huge free throw. Shot on the way. It's up. It's good. We got a one-point ball game, just what I expected tonight. Johnson Brock down court. Chloe Weiss into forecourt. 1:35 to go in the ball game. Johnson Brock with a one-point lead. Here's where the shot clock comes into play.
Yeah, 100%.
They can't just sit here and dribble it out and wait for a foul. They know the shot clock is coming. 20 on the shot clock. There's a minute's difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Chloe Weiss, top of the key. 36-35. Johnson Brock by one. Daley Pelican gives back up to Weiss. Shot clock at 9. Buckmeyer in the corner. Pelican's going to launch the three. Got it. That was a huge three for Daley Pelican. Her third one of the night. The sophomore comes up big for Johnson Brock. That gives the Lady Eagles a 4-point lead once again at 39-35. Less than a minute to go. 53 seconds in the paint. Leckenberg has the ball stolen away by Pelican. Pelican tipped it up to Chloe Weiss. Now Weiss goes to the floor and will have a whistle and a foul call on the Sacred Heart Irish. Not only did Pelican hit the three, she made the steal down here on defense and tipped the ball over to Chloe Weiss.
Foul here's on Gentry Leckenberg, her fourth personal, fourth team foul.
So Leckenberg is called for the personal, not yet a shooting foul. Clock is down to 47 seconds. We've got a new shot clock at 35. Johnson Brock with a 4-point lead. Timeout taken by Sacred Heart. Don't go away. We'll be back with the exciting conclusion of this one right after this 30-second timeout. You got to be enjoying this one. It's Mudeckis basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Up with a clutch three-pointer a few seconds ago when it was a one-point ball game. She nailed the three as the shot clock was winding down. That put Johnson Brock back up by four, but maybe bigger than that, on the next possession, Daly's the one that tipped the ball away and got the steal, tipped it to her teammate Chloe Weiss and gave the ball back to Johnson Brock with a four-point lead. There's still 47 seconds to go in this game. The shot clock has 35. So you've got a 12-second differential here. Johnson Brock will try and milk this shot clock all the way down before they put up a shot with a 4-point lead. Taryn Ottoman with the ball in forecourt, unless Sacred Heart wants to come out and foul. Here's a steal. Witt's got the ball. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow, I think, is still Johnson Brock, though, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Johnson Brock gets it on the possession arrow. Clock is down to 39 to go, 28 on the shot clock. Chloe Weiss will inbound it. In forecourt on the side. Johnson Brock by four. Ottoman is tied up. Ball stripped away. Witt's got the basketball. ball, and now she's fouled. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Brooklyn Buckmeyer, I believe.
Yeah, it's Buckmeyer's fourth personal, and they're over the limit. Which, they're a foul. If you turn the ball over, it's probably not terrible.
Yeah.
Now they're shooting, and it's two-possession game, and the shot clock's off now.
At the free throw line will be J.C. Witt with 34 seconds to go. It's a four-point ball game. If Witt can make a couple, she can get him back within two. J.C. Witt has 3 points tonight. Shot is up, off, no good. Missed the first one. Free throw so critical in the final seconds here. 34 seconds to go in the ball game. It's a four-point Johnson-Brock lead. What a Class A championship we've been treated to here tonight by these two teams. Daisy Witt, ready for her second free throw attempt. Takes aim. Shot is up. It's good. She got it. It's a three-point ball game. And now checking in is Dorothy Krause into the lineup. Coming out is Ellie Jones to the bench. Johnson-Brock's basketball. Obviously full court pressure by Sacred Heart. Chloe Weiss to inbound it. Oh, the count is on. She lobs it in. Coming up with it. The ball goes out of bounds. Man, Dorothy Krause went into the table hard here. And they're going to say the ball stays with Johnson-Brock.
Yeah.
Right here in front of our broadcast table. The clock down to 33 seconds. It's a three-point ball game. 33 seconds on the shot clock and the game clock. They are simultaneous. Across it goes to Behrens into forecourt. A three-point lead. Sacred Heart needs to foul here and try and put him at the line. And now they do so. Gentry Lechtenberg just picked up her fifth personal. Lechtenberg will foul out of the ball game, and boy, she's had a big game. I think I've got her finishing with 17 points. What an effort by the senior in her final Mudecas tournament here. 17 for Lechtenberg, and to replace her, Ellie Jones back in. And now with a three-point lead, 25 seconds to go, you might say Taryn Ottoman could ice this thing at the line here,
yeah,
making a two-possession lead. Free throw is up, and in and out, no good.
This big free throw coming up.
Yep, this is a huge one. It's a three-point difference. She can give her team a two-possession lead if she can drop this one in. The senior at the line. Free throw is on the way. It's up. It's short.
Man.
Rebound, Sacred Heart. Avery Sano with the ball in backcourt. Gives it to Daisy Witt. 21 seconds to
double.
Go. A double dribble. Daisy Witt, a double dribble in backcourt. Turns the ball over. Heartbreaking turnover for the Irish. A chance to come down and tie it with a three, and the ball goes back to Johnson-Brock. 19 seconds to go in the ballgame. 39-36. Johnson-Brock's going to take a timeout, talk about what they want to do. We'll take a 30-second break along with them. Back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
19.8 seconds on the clock, 39-36. Johnson-Brock by three. Lady Eagles have the basketball. They'll play it in forecourt. Chloe Weiss popped it into Pelican. Nearly stolen. Pelican gets possession. She'll be knocked down and fouled. Daly Pelican was fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Still 16 seconds to go here, so there's a lot of time left. Sando called for the personal. We're past the five team fouls, so that means Pelican will be shooting two free throws. She's had probably the biggest bucket of the night so far, Daly Pelican, on that three earlier here with about a minute to go. Free throw is on the way up and off, no good. Johnson-Brock not having luck here at the free throw line. They've had a chance to try and put this away. Again, Pelican's second shot would give them a two-possession lead. They're up by three. Second free throw is up, and it is off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, Buckmeyer puts it up, and she's fouled. Brooklyn Buckmeyer got the rebound, and she just couldn't resist. She put the shot up.
That foul's on Daisy Wood, her third personal.
Okay, at the free throw line, now Brooklyn Buckmeyer. This is the third player to have a chance to ice his
face. Johnson Brock make a free throw?
There it is. Shot is up, and in and out, no good. The Eagles cannot make make a free throw when they need them here. It's still a three-point ball game with 14 seconds to go.
Is there a lid on that bucket?
There we go. This is the fourth chance to put this away, and she got it. That was a big one by Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Now the lead is four. 14 seconds. Irish need to come down quickly and get the three here. Well, they don't need a three. A two would work. There's a three on the way. Sato off, no good. Rebound, Barron's huge rebound. Ottoman with it. And the clock is down to 2.2. The Johnson Brock Eagles are going to prevail tonight in a hard-fought contest between two really fine girls basketball teams. The Sacred Heart Irish came in 12-1. Johnson Brock came in 12-1. And now up by four, Johnson Brock will send Taryn Ottoman to the free throw line. Total academic at this point with a four-point differential, 2.2 seconds. Ottoman at the line. Free throw is on the way. It's good. Now she makes it. Got that one to drop.
These teams get a rematch. They play again in about 2 weeks,
yeah.
I believe.
This is it's a lot closer ball game than the final score is going to show here. Second shot is on the way. It's up and good also. Ottoman with a pair. 42-36, only 2 seconds to go. Witt's going to dribble it out. No chance. Oh, she hit the rim from three-quarter court, but your final score will be Johnson Brock, 42, and Sacred Heart, 36. The Johnson Brock Lady Eagles with their first-ever A-Division UDECUS Championship here in Beatrice tonight. First-ever in the A-Division as they get the win over the Sacred Heart Irish. Stay with us. We're going to take a two-minute break here. Be back with a post-game scoring wrap after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
January is National Blood Donor Month, and Nemaha County Hospital encourages you to give the gift of life. Blood donations are critical for patients in need, and your contribution can make a significant difference. Contact Carla Pettijohn at 402-274-6127 to learn how and where to donate. Working together, we can save lives. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
This is Sunny 101.3.
42-36. 6, your final tonight. Individual scoring, Sacred Heart led by Gentry Lechtenberg with 17. Avery Soto had 9. Ellie Jones with 6. Stacey Witt added 4. From the line, Sacred Heart 6 out of 10. For the Johnson Brock Eagles, led tonight by Daly Pelican with 10. 9 for Brooklyn Barons. Brooklyn Buckmeyer also had 9. 6 points for Kinley Weiss. Taryn Ottoman with 6, and Chloe Weiss added 2 for their total of 42. 14 of 24 from the line for the Eagles. 42-36, your final score tonight. The Johnson Brock Eagles win the Class A Division Championship of the 96th Annual Mudeckis Tournament. And that's going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of Mudeckis Basketball. For Dalton Knippelmeyer here at the Beatrice City Auditorium, and for Ray Penning, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula, leaving with the final score tonight, Johnson Brock 42, Sacred Heart 36. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to Mudeckis Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.